Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chad Millman of the Action Network, talking about all things betting. Hopefully you win a little bit of money. Don't know if you did this over the weekend, but because there's a lot of things, big events and whatnot. He joins us this morning as we talk to him about the odds. Chad, if you're looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game and for every event. And this is Chad Millman joining us once more. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, some of us are not so good from that Fury, that Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight. How did that affect Vegas?
Well, look, Vegas, it's a massive weekend. We had talked about this last week. And the way the numbers were set, there wasn't a huge advantage for one over the other. The good news for Vegas is that there were more bets on, there were Wilder than there were Fury. There were more bets on Wilder to knock him out. There were more bets on Wilder to knock him out by a specific round. So in the end, they end up doing okay, but Vegas always does okay. What's interesting is that it was just really fun to have a big event in the middle of what is otherwise a pretty dead zone in the sports calendar, and that got everyone excited.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network. Well, one of the things that's going to be interesting, and we've been talking about this, Chad, today, is how the NFL is trying to groom the combine. Now, we all understand it's never going to be the NFL draft, but the NFL draft wasn't a big thing until they decided to make it a three-day affair, decided to put it on in primetime, decided to isolate the first round, and decided to do all these things, move it around and things of that nature. And they're trying to do some of the same things with the NFL Combine by starting out by tonight, first time to put it in prime time and to put those quarterbacks in prime time with the wide receivers and the tight ends. And, of course, we go through the week that way. With this, one of the ways they can start to elevate this as well is through gambling, correct?
I would agree with that. That's a very good assessment. We actually, this week on my podcast, The Favorites, we had Mel Kiper on. And Mel, of course, is a guy who I worked with for a long time at ESPN before I decamped for Action. And I specifically wanted him on to talk about betting on the combine because it is something you can do. And it is something you can do legally. A lot of the sports books that are popping up in regulated markets are offering odds. Even in Vegas, last week, Caesars was starting to post numbers on the combine. And there are really interesting bets out there. One of the more interesting ones that people are talking about, and it's from your part of the country, your region, Henry Ruggs from Alabama, will he break John Ross's record? John Ross, the receiver for the Bengals, who was drafted a few years ago, he ran a 4.25 40 at the combine. Mm. That is the best time ever run. So there are bets being wagered on whether or not Henry Ruggs will beat that combine time. Right now, they are listing his combine time. The total, for lack of a better term, is 4.305. So if he runs under that, he will obviously win some people some bets. If he breaks the record, right now the odds are 5-1 that he will break John Ross's record, that he will run below a 4. I think I just said 4.25. I think it's actually 4.22. Will he run below a 4.22? So a lot of activity, and that's what Mel and I talked about on The Favorites. It was just great to sort of dig that deep into something that has become so much bigger and bigger over the years. And, like, not to sort of keep prattling on, but, you know, like 25 years ago, I got out of college and was a reporter for Sports Illustrated. And my first job was fact-checking Peter King, a great NFL writer. And one year, he couldn't go to the combine. So he told me I had to go. And he gave me this sort of pregame speech where he's hyping me up about the combine. And he's like, you got to go to St. Elmo Steakhouse, which is like,
yeah, you know,
you down the street from the combine. And he's like, you got to sit at the bar, and GMs are going to whisper sweet nothings in your ear, and it's going to be the greatest time of your life. And like, the way he described it is the way you would describe it, like, if you're going to college for the first time. And what it has become since then is just astonishing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Chad Millman from the Action Network on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, Chad, as we get ready for March Madness and it's coming up and everything, I'm curious. Do people start to bet on the seeding of where teams are potentially going to be seeded at? Do people do that?
You can't really bet on the seeding. You're starting to get odds on will certain teams make the tournament. But what you really got to pay attention to right now are the futures. So, you know, a team like Kentucky, which had been sort of in the middle of the pack all year, but has been playing better and better as of late. On Tuesday night, went out and beat Texas A&M. Now, all of a sudden, they're a top 10 team with some momentum. You know, you're starting to see, like, you have been able to get them in the 15-20-1 range. Now it's going to be harder and harder to find that value on them. So you really got to be thinking about what is a – Duke is a great example, even better than Kentucky. Duke just lost the other night. Duke was a top 10 team. Duke is a perennial power. Duke is a team that is always going to have its future odds weighted down, meaning they're not going to get very good value. But now they've lost. They haven't been playing as well this year. Is that a team that you can get a little bit of value on if you believe they can do something in the tournament?
I'm just talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network. Chad, how does the combine and then follow that free agency, and then, of course, in April, the NFL draft, how does that affect the future bets for, let's say, next season in the NFL if you're going to be betting a team to possibly win the Super Bowl? I mean, is there a big impact in terms of those events, or is it, you know, if you could get odds right now, for example, on the Kansas City Chiefs or the San Francisco 49ers or the Atlanta Falcons, would that be the same more or less, you know, now as it would be, say, after the NFL draft?
For teams like that, it's pretty much going to be the same. They're at such a high level that there's not much you can do and add to make them change the odds. But for teams that underperformed last year, if they end up getting a guy that a lot of people start to believe is a game changer at a very specific position, then you got to start thinking about it. It's less with the draft than with free agency because the draft is such an unknown. And the bookmakers, remember, even with future odds, they're always going to look at public perception. So if a team comes out of the draft and comes out of free agency and bookmakers feel like the public believes a lot of holes have been filled, then they're going to adjust the futures value. But just out of the draft, it's not going to be enough because those players haven't really proven themselves yet.
All right, so at the combine, let's go back to this where we began here. If you're going to bet the 40-yard dash, you could bet individuals whether or not they'll break the record, whether or not, I guess, the record itself will be broken by anybody in the field. Is that another bet you can make?
It's a good question, John. I actually haven't seen that bet. I would imagine you can. I've only seen it related to rugs, but I would bet that you will be able to get a bet like that down.
All right. Can you bet any other event? Can you bet the bench press or the vertical or the cone drill or anything else?
Well, yeah, you'll be able to bet, like, you know, we'll – and I – like, oh, so many of the markets are just starting to come out today. So – but there will be, like, for, you know, Chase Young, there will be probably be bench press benchmarks, for lack of a better term. And when you're talking about sort of the higher-end players, the people that everybody is talking about, then you're going to start to see a lot of numbers against those specific performances.
Well, I think, Chad Millman of the Action Network, that being on a prime time tonight with those wide receivers running, that's going to get everybody's attention. And if it doesn't blow up this year, next year, gambling on the combine will blow up.
I agree with you, sir.
Thank you, Chad, as always.
All right, fellas, take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Parts.